Not yet, said Vimes. Around the hall there was a turning of heads. The focus of the universal attention was Dr. Downey, head of the Guild of Assassins. Downey nodded. I'm not aware of any arrangement with regard to Lord Vetinari, he said. Besides, as I am sure is common knowledge, we have set the price for the patrician at $1 million. And who has that sort of money, indeed? Said Vimes. Well, you, for one, Sir Samuel, said Downey. There was some nervous laughter.
We wish to see Lord Vetinari in any case, said Boggis. No.
No? And why not, pray?
Doctor's orders.
Really? Which doctor?
Behind Vimes, Sergeant Colan shut his eyes.
Dr. James Folsom, said Vimes.
It took a few seconds before someone worked this out.
What?
You can't mean Donut Jimmy? He's a horse doctor.
So I understand, said Vimes.
But why?
Because many of his patients survive, said Vimes.
He raised his hands as the protests grew.
And now, gentlemen, I must leave you. Somewhere there's a poisoner. I'd like to find him before he becomes a murderer.
He went back up the stairs, trying to ignore the shouts behind him.
You sure about old Donut, sir? Said Colan, catching him up.
Well, do you trust him? Said Vimes.
Donut? Of course not.
Right, he's untrustworthy, and so we don't trust him. So that's all right. But I've seen him revive a horse when everyone else said it was fit only for the knackers. Horse doctors have to get results, Fred. And that was true enough. When a human doctor, after much bleeding and cupping, finds that a patient has died out of sheer desperation, he can always say, "Dear me, will of the gods, that'll be $30, please," and walk away a free man. This is because human beings are not, technically, worth anything. A good racehorse, on the other hand, may be worth $20,000. A doctor who lets one hurry off too soon to that great big paddock in the sky may well expect to hear, out of some dark alley, a voice saying something on the lines of, "Mr. Chrysoprase is very upset," and find the brief remainder of his life full of incident.
"No one seems to know where Captain Carrot and Angua are," said Colan. "It's their day off, and Nobby's nowhere to be found."
Well, that's something to be thankful for.
Bingley, bingley, bong, beep, said a voice from Vimes's pocket.
He lifted out the little organiser and raised the flap.
Yes.
12 noon, said the imp. Lunch with Lady Sybil.
It stared at their faces.
That's all right, isn't it?
It said. Cheery Little Bottom wiped his brow.
"Ah, Commander Vimes is right. It could be arsenic," he said. "It looks like arsenic poisoning to me. Look at his colour."
"Nasty stuff," said Donut Jimmy. "Has he been eating his bedding?"
"All the sheets seem to be here, so I suppose the answer is no."
"How's he pissing?"
"The usual way, I assume."
Donut sucked at his teeth. He had amazing teeth. It was the second thing everyone noticed about him. They were the colour of the inside of an unwashed teapot.
Walk him round a bit on the loose rein, he said.
The patrician opened his eyes.
You are a doctor, aren't you? He said.
Donut Jimmy gave him an uncertain look. He was not used to patients who could talk.
I've had a lot of patients, he said.
Indeed, I have very little,
said the patrician. He tried to lift himself off the bed and slumped back.
I'll mix up a draught, said Donut Jimmy, backing away. You're to hold his nose and pour it down his throat twice a day, right? And no oats.
He hurried out, leaving Cheery alone with the patrician. Corporal Littlebottom looked around the room. Vimes hadn't given him much instruction. He'd said, I'm sure it won't be the food tasters. For all they know, they might be asked to eat the whole plateful. Still, we'll get detritus to talk to them. You find out the how, right, and then leave the who to me. If you didn't eat or drink a poison, what else was left? Probably you could put it on a pad and make someone breathe it, or dribble some in their ear while they slept, or they could touch it, maybe a small dart, or an insect bite. The patrician stirred and looked at Cheery through watery red eyes.
Tell me, young man, are you a policeman?
Just started, sir.
You appear to be.